Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo, and I think this movie did it. I think I'm finally, I think it finally broke me.
Your team Edward?
I'm team. I want a truck to hit me when I walk across the street. That's what team I am at this point. So if it keeps me from seeing the 19th and final installment of Twilight,
only one more after this.
Holy shit!
I promise you, only one more.
Wow.
If this is your first week with us, welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Thank you.
We thank you for being here with us to relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail. Thank you for your Apple Podcast reviews. Thank you for
they
your Patreon donations. Thank you for being you. Yes, we do Patreon bonus episodes every other week or at least twice a month. And that is at patreon.com/yougothighgold, YOUGOTHEIGLD. We talk 90 Day Fiance. We play some games, Plotsy, make your own rom-com. We do a career in retrospect. Last week, we played a great grand old round of make your own rom-com
because
I made a board game.
That was a good one.
Because I'm crazy. And so we played Make Your Own Rom-Com last week, and James and I had some pretty good movies.
The next one, we're talking 90 Day Fiancé,
yes.
Right?
Because we just ended that season 8.
Got a lot of gossip here.
Yeah, we have a lot of hot goss, a lot of new goings on. We play games over there, and we talk shit.
It's fun yeah. stuff.
Anyway, last time that we convened, we watched Once Bitten. That was James's pick because he was trying to, like, I don't know, not even like punish me. Like James is like, oh, we're gonna watch a vampire movie that I
no,
like,
I was just trying to watch.
Like it,
so. Yeah, I was just trying to watch one that wasn't Twilight. That's all.
And also, I do think it's funny that everybody's like, oh, poor James, when literally the idea is we love watching bad TV and bad movies.
I don't
together.
Love watching Twilight though.
No, but we always love watching
bad
movies.
Not
together.
Twilight.
I don't love watching. Well, I know I kind of do.
I don't like Twilight. We watch a lot of bad stuff, and we'll watch really bad shit. Like we'll just go through Netflix and find.
Yeah,
like,
we did watch Rodeo and Juliet.
Yeah, we'll watch bad stuff.
Which
to
you
see.
Should watch Rodeo and Juliet.
You shouldn't if you want to keep
no,
your sanity.
You should. You but should watch it.
We do that sort
so
of shit.
Good.
Twilight is above and beyond. It's not fun. It's just
all right, whatever.
Terrible. It's so bad.
And next week, we are going to watch one of my favorite movies ever, Bring
what?
It On.
Oh, God. Geez.
There's some fucking plot holes that I've got a problem with.
Yeah,
and
that was all right,
I love
though.
That movie. And it's
better than
be
Twilight.
Great.
It's going to be a ray of sunshine
bring
compared to Twilight.
Just
bring
a reminder,
on, bring it on.
We
me.
Are doing 3 weeks on and 1 week off. We will be here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher.
All over the place.
Are you ready?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay.
Let's get it on with this. Goddamn, I had to watch it, so let's talk about it.
Yeah.
This movie was...
We have a lot of things.
This movie was hard to sit through.
So...
Really was.
Okay. On my notes, by the way, I absolutely said that we watched Twilight Breaking Dan. It's not Breaking Dan. It's Breaking Dawn.
If my name was Dan, it would be appropriate.
Okay.
Because it broke me. This movie.
Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 in 2011. 1 hour and 57 minutes.
Thank God, at least.
We have...
But it's so slow. It might as well be 3 hours.
Oh, my God. Okay. The IMDb description, the Quaaludes close in on expecting parents Edward and Bella, whose unborn child poses a threat to the wolf pack and the townspeople of Forks.
Oh, my God.
It seems like we live in, like, old times. And also,
yeah,
like,
the old
way
West.
To put a spoiler. I mean, I know that if you've read the books, then you, like, this is not really a spoiler by the time you see the movie. But,
that's
like,
the thing.
Bro.
I don't think anybody who went and saw this movie... was just out of the blue looking through the listings like, oh, that sounds interesting. Which was Twilight? What was that called? Twilight part one.
Stop.
So I, don't
have,
need to
I
see.
Have a surprise for you, James. Okay.
Fuck me.
Two taglines. Forever is only the beginning and the worldwide phenomenon continues.
Oh, that's not really a tagline.
So I have a fun fact for you, and then I have a surprise for you, James.
All right, what do you got?
The fun fact is a puppet and a real 3-week-old baby were used for the birth scene. Strawberry jam and cream cheese were mixed and used to simulate blood on the newborn.
Very nice. So the poor thing was covered in ants afterwards.
Probably. Okay. So, James, I was trying to find the budget for this movie.
Yeah.
Because I was like, whoa, the budget must have been absolutely insane for this movie.
Why? Nothing happens. It's just people staring at each other in a fucking house.
I came across this review.
Okay. Please.
It is 2 stars out of 10. And it's the subject is forced to see this. Okay. This is in December 3rd, 2011. I know I'm late in reviewing this, and probably no one is reading this review. I am. But I had a hot date for this one, and I couldn't say no. She really wanted to see this, and she had a thrill on dragging me along despite me not wanting to see this at all. I was never going to see this or any Twilight movie for that matter.
Sir, you had your clue, and you didn't take it.
She loved this one. I did not. The problem, the biggest problem to me, is that it's very, very, very boring. Nothing happens. Let's see. We see Jacob take off his shirt in the first 2 seconds of the movie, and then Bella and Edward awkwardly have a wedding with fake smiles on their face. Then she has nightmares, possibly to show some form of entertainment throughout this boredom of a movie. And then there's the reception. That was the only scene I liked in the movie. At least it provided some humor. Then they go off to Rio and nothing really happens. Yeah, they keep having sex and Bella just keeps wanting more. She calls her dad, who is the only likable character, at least to me, and in the whole series, and then she finds out she's pregnant with some hellspawn, I guess. And vampires and werewolves get ticked off. Then the dumbest moments happen, the wolves talking to each other.
Yeah.
I swear, it looked like a Saturday morning cartoon because they were so fake CGI and the voices were so Saturday morning cartoons that twihards should be offended. Anyway, the movie just drags and drags and I caught myself falling asleep. I held my date's hand and practically made out with it just to keep from falling asleep, and I made it through the film. Thank God for that. After the film, she really looked at me in hopes that I would love it like she did. I really couldn't lie to her, and I hate telling her how much I couldn't stand the film. She explained the whole lore of the Twilight series, and I still don't get it. I hate these movies. Unfortunately, she is dragging me to part two. At least I can spend some more quality time with her.
I mean, good night, everybody. I don't know why. That's the whole movie we just talked about already.
Okay, but how lovely was that?
Sweet. What is this? 7, 8 minutes. Done.
No, but how funny was that review? This is the only movie he's probably seen. Or do you think he's a twihard now?
No, that's if you know nothing about Twilight and you just got thrown into this one, you'd be like, where the fuck am I? What world is this?
Yeah, sorry.
What fucking world are we in? Like, if we never saw it before, unfortunately, we had to watch all the ones leading up to this. So
the movie begins, much like all of the movies, in like we're in the middle of a drama, or like we're in the middle of like a monologue by Bella or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's always something going on.
The whole movie's a montage.
Yeah. This movie is a montage.
Back to the review for 1 second. This is what I don't understand about this movie. Like, there's no way that anyone left the theater, because, you know, it's a whole experience to go to the theater. There's no way anyone walked out of the theater and was like, wow, I just had so much fun tonight. That was great. It was just so fucking boring.
And even if you wanted to see it, that movie was depressing as fuck.
It's depressing, and it's like giving you... It's a big second act.
Yeah.
Like, not even a first act where the stuff's interesting, or like a third act where there's any sort of climax. It's just a second act of stuff is going on and life is happening. It's just boring as balls.
Yeah.
I hate this fucking movie.
It was whatever.
Maybe you want to watch the first one again. At least there's introducing new people. And
it's morning. It's raining. It's Jacob. He's shirtless. He's angry. We're off to a good start. Okay.
I figure that'll be the whole movie.
But even like Billy Black is sexy in the rain. Like, he comes out in his like tight black shirt, like on his wheelchair, and his like gorgeous hair.
His hair is like,
and
in
then
the,
he's like, Jacob, no. And he's like, gotta have to. And then he just like goes off and he's just looking
into a werewolf at that point.
Jacob did. Okay.
Clothes disintegrating into nowhere.
Yeah.
Love that.
So we've turned into a dog. We're running into the woods. Okay. And then Billy Black looks down, there's an invitation. So now we see a montage of everybody getting their invitation to Bella and Edward's wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
That was weird.
Do not say yeah, because let me tell you guys everything.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. James looked like he was in another place. So I'm not really sure.
This movie really, nothing happened. It was literally like, oh, it's a montage of people receiving invitations. Yeah.
James, it looked for a moment like he tried to leave his body, like the hardest.
What are we watching?
Yeah.
You send them out. We assume everybody got them. Yeah. We have to show them getting them.
Okay, so like Charlie's looking at the wedding invitation. He's like, and then Bella's mom is looking at it and she's like, oh boy, okay, save the date. And I'm like Bella isn't calling her. Like, are you saying that this is the 60s? Hello, you have cell phones. Like, why didn't Bella call you? And it's like, we're getting married.
That's what I'm saying. The mother was like, oh, it's happening. Like, you didn't talk to your mom. We got engaged. Like, you picked out invitations already and mailed them and went from the Northwest to the Southeast. That takes 4 days, for Christ's sake. That's another 4 days.
So your mother didn't know for another 4 days.
There's at least a week lead time.
I just barely went to your fucking graduation.
Yeah.
Did she?
I don't remember if she went. This whole thing is like a goddamn... You ever see those, like back in the day they'd be popular, like when YouTube first came out, YouTube videos of like an animal trying to fuck an object that they can't fuck, and it's like, hey, look at this animal thinking he can fuck an object.
What kind of YouTube videos were you watching?
They would have like a fucking, you know, like a whatever, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. They're trying to like fucking whatever. They're trying to mate with like an inanimate object that doesn't lend itself to that. That's what this movie is.
I'm pressing a button.
This movie is a dog trying to fuck a volleyball.
Yeah, no good.
That's what this movie is.
So everybody's accepting their invitation.
Yeah.
Alice is helping Bella practice walking in her heels. Because remember, Bella is super clumsy. Okay.
Yeah.
And Alice is so cultured and whatever. So, you know, she's got to help Bella as much as she can. I don't know why she has to wear sky high heels. She's like, can't I just wear like go barefoot or something? And I'd be like, hey, bitch, this is my wedding. Like, I'm absolutely not doing this. I'm going to be barefoot.
Yeah. I don't care about any of this.
Anyway.
Yeah, this is...
Bella was ordered to go home and sleep, and Edward is sneaking into her room to, like... This movie is so weird. So Edward's recanting about how he doesn't know if she should go through with this because he once rebelled against Carlisle, and, you know, he's like, I don't like him telling me what I can eat.
They just wanted to have, like, an old-timey flashback, I feel like. They needed to have one of those.
They wanted an old-timey flashback, then...
Remember, Edward's 100, just in case this is your first adventure into Twilight.
and you were lulled into a comfort that a 108-year-old wants to be married to an 18-year-old. just in case you were lulled into acceptance.
You'd have to know.
So you see this woman and you're like, ooh, Edward is a naughty boy and he's going to go kill that lady. But then you see him looking at a man and you're like, oh. So Edward is a vigilante killer. He's like Dexter.
His dark secret is that he was ridding the streets of rapists and murderers. Oh, he's so brooding. Fucking, this movie sucks. That's what I mean.
Edward was the worst this whole movie. Edward was the worst this whole movie.
In his flashback of everything wasn't always all perfect, give Bella something to think about. Yeah. Have him say, like, I went around and I absolutely, you know, vivisected like 25 women in the 30s. I don't know. It just came over me.
Yeah.
But I'm fine now. Then let her think about that. Don't say I killed a bunch of rapists. And then he's like, so I'm a bad guy. She's like, no, you're a hero. Like, the fuck are you talking about? What is this movie?
Okay.
God.
So
I hate
he's
it.
Talking her out of being vampired, and she's like, no, are you kidding me? I'm so excited to be a vampire because if you can do it, I can. Like, she's like inspired by Edward to be a vampire. She's like, you're a fucking loser.
I can do it because you did it.
Yeah. Your whole life is ruined, and now look at you. You got hooked up with a doctor. Like, she's like.
You all have to live in the same house.
Yeah.
How many bathrooms are in
so
that vampire house?
So fucking weird. The whole family dynamic here. I have a lot of problems with the Cullen family. Okay.
Hard not to.
A lot. All right. So he's fine with it. He's excited that she wants to be a vampire. You know, like whatever. Emmett and Jasper show up to the house to pick him up for his bachelor party, which it's like, you guys are teenagers.
Yeah.
So you guys can't go do anything. But I mean, like, what vampire bachelor party are you going to have? Do you guys go play baseball in the woods? Like, what do you do?
But
what
they, is a vampire just, bachelor like, party? Run into the woods quickly, too. That's what
yeah.
they do.
They're like oh, no... we're going to have a bachelor yeah. party. So what? We're going to go hunt deer? Like, what does that mean?
I don't know what I don't know what any of these people do for fun. They just sit around and wait for a problem to,
do they,
with yeah, Bella
do
to
they
pop
go,
up.
Do they go like fucking tip cows or something? Like, I don't know what their idea of, like, because they're from 100 years ago, so.
Yeah, it feels like without Bella, this family has nothing to do or talk about. I feel like they just yeah. sit and stare at the wall, and then when she popped up, it was like, finally, yeah. Jesus Christ, something to do.
So, yeah. but I was laughing. So this shot is really only to be like, just a reminder, the vampires are weird because like they can like scale up to the window and they can jump up there and be like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And they really have to strain to like hold themselves up and then they have to like jump back down. And it's like, but you guys can scale the wall.
Dude, this whole thing is just ridiculous. But, they had to give them like new things like the dogs can talk and this one can do that. They had because it's like otherwise it's just the same shit over yeah. and over again. So like, well, we'll make the fucking dogs talk
but
this time. Who cares?
If I'm Bella, as soon as Emmett and Jasper like jump down, I would be like, oh, my God, do they do this all the time? Like, is this yeah. what happens when I get married? When we all live in the same house? Like, yeah. do they just, is it everybody? I can't do that.
It's like living in a house full of giant monkeys. They're just
yeah, I can't
all
do
over
this.
The place.
You're just popping in and like, hey, by the way, you know, we're going to pick you up and do this. Or, hey, bearer of bad news. Like, get out.
Yeah.
Get out. I need some privacy.
Bella and, asked if there was going to be strippers at Edward's bachelor party, remember? She's like... Are there going to be strippers there joking around? When he's...
Well, no, they would be burlesque dancers because he's from yeah. 108 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They'd have like those big pasties with yeah. the swingy, with the chandelier
yeah,
things
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
They'd be twirling around.
Yeah, yeah, which I mean is a really a more erotic
telling,
experience.
Like terrible jokes. Yeah. yeah. One of those, yeah. Ugh, God, what a terrible time that was for all of us.
Anyway, and then Edward would
for the
be
whole
like,
society.
Here. Put clothes on, and I bought you guys all sandwiches, and I'm paying for your college.
Yeah.
I, you know,
has anyone tried to rape you? Because I'll eat them. I'm going to go tear his throat out.
yeah.
Is that a thing? Because I
Ooh, what if the movie turned into that?
Guy. That'd be an interesting movie. I would fucking watch a movie about some
Edward
vampire from the future's past fucking like hunting rapists in the street. That would be a good fucking movie.
And
I'm interested
Rosalie
in that.
Rosalie kills rapists.
Yeah, let's watch those movies.
Yeah.
Instead, we just watch him stand there and stare at hi. He's just staring at her the whole fucking
okay.
time.
What?
Christ,
okay, so
somebody fart or something. Make something happen.
Well, okay, so this is one of my issues with the Cullen family. Okay, first of all, they're so intrusive. Alice yeah. was bossing Bella around about her big day.
They're very enmeshed, to use like
yeah.
a therapy term.
And then also, they're just like her family now. Like Charlie and Bella's mom are just like, they're like, okay, you know, I guess my daughter's getting married at 18 and I have no input, no concern, and she's not ours anymore. Like, doesn't smell like me. I don't want her. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? You guys are just like, oh, wow. Like, I've watched people on Marrying Millions and like fucking 90 Day Fiancé have more input on, you know, their kid being so young and getting
yeah.
married. Like, what's the rush? Why do you need to get married? Like,
except for one particular...
Vampires?
Vampires who happen to be from Utah. That's the only...
I guess, yeah.
That's the only... I can only imagine that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because honestly, in everything else, it's not... It's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody else would be like, are you sure? You just graduated high school. Like, this isn't 1948. What the fuck are
it's
you doing?
It's not like she's like, well, okay, listen. Carlisle and Esme can pay for my college if I marry Edward. So, like,
yeah.
if I'm going to go to college and, like, they're going to pay for it, but I have to marry him and it's cool because I'm not on the hook if I get divorced. And then his parents would be like, I mean, I guess.
yeah.
But, like, then her parents might be like that. But otherwise, they're just like, well, that's your future. Bye, honey. Love
have
you.
Have fun instead.
I mean,
yeah.
support your daughter if they want to, whatever, but look out for their best interest.
Question them if they're getting married when the word teen is still in their age.
Yeah, and
let's
also.
Let's question that. Let's discourage it, maybe. Let's say,
yeah.
hey, maybe wait a couple of years.
If the Christmas card, like, letter is like, yeah, so Bella graduated from high school in May, and she's getting married in the fall. Like, everybody would be like, Why?
Yeah. And
anyway,
in the 50s, they wouldn't. But no. Now they yeah. This is, you know, not that time.
Bella has more nightmares. And now we are wedding ready. OK, so Charlie's looking at all the graduation caps in the house and he's creeped out. Bella's mom is like, oh, that's I think it's hilarious. You know, like, so you can tell the two of their personality. They're so very different. These two.
I don't remember. Why do they think that there's so many caps?
I think she just thought that it was art, and Charlie was like, why do you have so many of these? And he said, it's creepy.
Okay.
They didn't have a...
They weren't... Okay.
Nobody said, like, nobody explained, like, oh, yeah, these are... They just, like, Charlie just saw it, and he was like, why?
I didn't know if, like, it's just assumed that in between this movie and the last movie that the parents found out that they're all vampires and they're cool with it. They're
no,
just
the
like,
parents still don't know.
They've been fucking...
Yeah, no,
yeah,
the parents still don't know.
Well, all right, good.
But Charlie and Renee are really good at co-parenting. They always coordinate a gift.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, they live thousands of miles away, so they don't have to really
camera.
See each other very
well,
much.
Well, no, but like
nice.
They call each other and they're like, let's get this for her. Like, they're not,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
they're a good team.
No, that's true. They're not trying to like make the other one look bad or
yeah.
one up the other one. So that's,
yeah,
a, that's
they,
a good
they
one.
Always,
yeah.
yeah, they always
true.
Work together.
Very true.
It's wedding time. Anna Kendrick thinks that Bella is pregnant.
Oh, because she's getting married?
Yeah, she's like, oh, who wants to bet that she's showing? And everybody, all the friends are like, come on, they're just, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're going to get married.
Yeah.
Because they're weird. Bella is nervous backstage, okay? She's you know, breathing kind of heavy. She's a lot of exhaling. She's really nervous.
By the way, we're going to get messages from people saying that they married their husband / wife when they were 19 and they're still together and they're very happy. And
yeah, my parents got married at 19.
It can happen.
They're
it's fine.
They're still together.
Let's just say in this world right now, anybody with children would
yeah.
not encourage that. You wouldn't
yeah.
tell your kids to do it, even
my,
though it worked for you.
Let me That's tell you something. My parents got married at 19. They're still married.
Yeah.
And then my grandparents got married when they were 17 and they were still married. My
there
grandma
you go.
Just recently passed. So that's 17. They had to drive to a different state.
Yeah.
And just so they didn't have to have parental permission.
There you go.
So
which
I don't
Which direction
yeah.
was that state, by the way?
Let me it was just, Mississippi. Okay.
which way do they turn when they left the house on that one, you think?
Anywho.
Sorry. But it just writes itself. I can't help.
Bella is very nervous.
Yeah.
And you can tell by her, oh no, I am trying to gauge if this is gas or a violent bout of diarrhea face that she has going on.
She always has that look on her face, though.
She
maybe, you know what? Maybe she has like a...
It's
like
got to be a problem.
Colitis or something.
Yeah.
Maybe she's that's maybe it's on like this character.
Maybe
has
this
like
is a really niche genre of people that we're trying to. It's like,
yeah,
people with like irritable bowel syndrome or something like that. Plus, like religious.
She'd be great in a commercial for yeah. like ammonium or something.
So
you know,
Charlie,
Imodium. What's it called? Imodium.
Imodium. Are you okay?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think my head, I still have a concussion.
Okay.
Good.
So she's all nervous and she's walking down the aisle. Charlie's with her. But once we see Edward as the, you know, light at the end of the aisle, we are so assured.
His paleness
yeah.
is the glowing in the...
As long as this all ends with you and your pasty ass, Edward. Okay. So anyway.
Oh, God. That's the goal here.
This is where I put, I'd love to see that scene, that walk down the aisle scene from like the back, where she's like holding her stomach and like,
whew, yeah,
all the way up to seeing Edward. I'd love to see that as like a Crohn's disease commercial or something like
yeah,
that. Like if somebody
yeah.
could put like that, like Sinestra or what was that one medicine?
I don't know. But
nothing
she,
is everything.
I think that's for skin disease
or something like that. No, but I mean, like, I want a commercial
oh, you want,
jingle
like, one of those
like
upbeat,
that.
Like,
and I want it to be like.
I don't know if everybody's noticed, but if you watch like we'll watch 90 Day Fiance. If you watch like on Hulu the reruns and has
oh
commercials, it's just ads like with upbeat songs for like eczema cures. Like it's all
there's
like
there's this Crohn's one and this
oh,
this, girl,
yeah.
this poor girl she's
that's,
battling
that's
with
my,
Crohn's
that's my this is my
this
favorite
commercial
this
I
is
need
my favorite
to
thing
I
in the
need
world.
To speak with the person who
dude this is
wrote
so
this
great.
And the who directed this and whatever I need to speak with whose ideas this was
man
the, is a band okay
it's like a, there's not like three
and
people either
no,
it's like a
it's
seven
an involved
piece
band.
It's a lot
yeah,
of,
there's a drummer there's a bassist
he was a sax player yeah. it's there's like a lot of people going on it's like
They are on tour, and the lead singer,
like Sly and the Family Stone out there.
The lead singer has Crohn's, so she's always holding her stomach and walking away, and everybody's just looking
in the
over
middle
like,
of practice. Yeah. She doesn't say a word, by the way. Yeah. She just holds her stomach and walks away, and everyone's like, "Up, oh, she's pooping."
Then
again.
There's a very large concert going on.
It's like Lollapalooza, circa 93.
And
it's like
all of the band members are on stage, and they're looking around like, I don't know.
No singer, empty microphone at the front of the stage, and they're like,
and then she comes up. She comes walking up, and they're like, look at her. Like, she's really doing something
pooping
here.
Like a champ.
And I'm like,
she comes up and gives like a nod, like, yep, pooped it all out, ready to rock and roll. And then they're like, yeah. And then the crowd loves it.
You guys didn't have to mic up the bus can.
It was so fucking.
If you hear some weird noises, just keep going.
It was so weird, dude. Like, it's a, and we get it. People have problems, but this, the way they chose to portray it.
Yeah,
it's
just really,
strange,
it's a
man.
Fucking, it's an odd, there's a better way to portray this. Like, that, like, yeah.
This band just looking at
but
each other
that
all
other
the time.
One where
oh,
that,
why is she shitting, Jennifer's shitting again. Oh,
that
Christ.
Other one where the boyfriend is like, he's embarrassed because like the he's supposed to meet his girlfriend's parents and he shows up like late and they're all just like, the parents are sitting around like where they feel bad but they're also annoyed, like they're annoyed that he's so late and they're like, well, it's okay, we don't mind waiting for him, he has a bathroom problem.
And it like, looked like they knew about his bathroom problem, like look at him shitting,
like they're suffering secondhand embarrassment for her, like
Yeah. Look at him with his shit problems.
Anyway, those commercials make me laugh because I'm like, these are definitely just better ways to portray these situations
maybe
for
this,
real life. Anyway.
Maybe this movie was just that. It was just a big commercial.
So the commercial, ooh, and the tagline could be like, upset stomach on the way down the aisle. Take control of your bowels. Turn that gotta shit grimace into a smile.
Yeah, there you go. And then just then it's like the picture, like the photographer's like, smile, and they smile, and it's like the picture of them as a couple. That's
photo. Yeah, she's not pooping anymore.
Because now she's not pooping.
And no brown stain on her dress.
That's the thing. At the end, you have to show her walking away so you can see that she has not shat herself.
Anyway, so there's the wedding party. We're at the reception. There's a bunch of people, like weird vampires. So we're starting to get introduced to these, you know, like Norwegian looking ones. They're like 6 feet tall and blonde.
Vampires and high school students. It's like Brigitte Nielsen's offspring and high school students.
It's everybody, you know, from across different countries. Like this one's from Italy. These ones are from Spain. These are
I come for the wedding. Hello, it's a nice little beer. I'm the Italian vampire.
I'm at a party.
Oh, this is a beautiful. Oh, this is so nice.
And then there's just high school students, which, whatever. Jacob is not at the wedding. Jacob's not here. He's not shown up. And then there's a weird montage of like wedding speeches. And here's my other problem. So they're doing wedding speeches. Emmett is giving the first one, and he's like, hey, you know, blah, 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 and like making jokes and like, I'm really excited for my brother and like, you know, da, 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 da. And then he's like, you know, Bella, he's like, get some sleep tonight because you're not going to get any sleep for the rest of your life. And like, you know, da, 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 like, you know, being like weird.
Yeah. Giving winky wink vampire jokes. Like,
and then, like Jasper is weird. And like everybody is there, like. Jasper, mind you, everybody in the family is doing a speech, essentially. So
they are vampires, so when we're talking weird,
but
I mean,
Charlie does it, and
they
Renee
are the
does
undead.
It. And Anna Kendrick does it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, she's a pain in the ass. And then,
so, but everybody's doing a speech. Like, you know, Renee is embarrassing herself and singing a song that she used to sing to Bella when she was a baby. Well, Charlie's talking about that he knows how to use guns. And,
might
like,
I venture a theory of why they did this?
To fill time?
Because they're not in the rest of the fucking movie, because nobody is, because all they do is sit and stare at each other. So you have to involve these characters, because basically they're paying them to fucking show up because they're in the goddamn fucking movie. So let's at least give them a goddamn scene.
And
otherwise, they're doing nothing.
During the wedding reception part, here's what I was upset about. Edward's a kid, okay? He's making a speech.
He's 112.
I know,
he's not
but
a kid.
Like, according to the other high school students and Bella's family, he's 18. And he's making a weird speech. And like, whatever, nobody ever asks like, who, where the fuck are these people from, like, you know, what year, because this isn't, you people fucking talk weird. And he's like, oh, you know, you're my eternity, and like that. I'm like, wow, what a weirdo. Like, my mom would not love Edward at all. You'd see my mom with her arms crossed at one of the tables, and my dad would be like, this is nice, and she'd go, no. I don't like him. Well, and rightfully so.
Well, now
he's 108.
If an 18-year-old kid was getting married, he'd be like, man, like.
And I hope my mom would be mad at me.
Really cool. Like, Bella's going to marry me. She's pretty hot, and, like, you know, she's definitely the hottest girl I've ever been out with. So, like, I figured I would lock that shit down, like, now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about. Fuck yeah, bro. Because, like, you know, otherwise, you know, I don't want her to wander off. She's going to college next year and shit. So this way she won't, like, suck a bunch of guys off and stuff. You know what I mean? Sorry, Grandma. I didn't mean to get a little crew. You know what I'm talking about. So I had a couple of drinks. Instead, he's doing fucking poetry.
Oh my God,
he's up there.
But like, I would have loved some shots from the audience, because you're like looking at them when they're making a speech. No shots of the audience, because I'd love to see Charlie just like reacting to all the vampires and being like, "You guys are all teenagers. Why do you talk like this?"
Yeah, but they just assume that they're cultured.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Father's a doctor. They're all
they're
cultured.
Fucking losers. James. Oh.
What.
James, this is the part of the movie where James's was his only thing was eye rolling.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jacob showed up to the wedding. Who cares? He just took a dump from the woods. Now he's having some zoomies.
Yeah. Big
and
deal.
And he showed up to the wedding. Great. Yeah. He wants to dance with Bella, picks her up, and they're dancing because he's very buff.
He wants to show her how buff he is. And I think he's just feeling lively because he just pooped.
Yeah.
They just pinched one off in the woods. And they always say, you bet on the horse that just took the biggest dump.
Right.
So there you go. That's the rule of racing. So I got to say, maybe it's the same with fucking wolf dog people. I'm not positive how this works. I don't know science that well, but.
Upset stomach.
Right.
Upset stomach on the way to the wedding.
Yeah. This movie is just about poop and staring. Just a.
Jacob, let's stop that intestinal tract from shedding. Oh my God.
Surprised there wasn't a scene where Bella and Edward stared at each other longingly while they pooped. That would have been surprised that wasn't a scene to combine everything, just stare at each other.
Oh my God.
Bella.
So Bella.
I'm drowning.
Bella.
It's okay, Edward. Let it out. Be yourself.
Bella asks Jacob where he has been, implying, James, that he has not been around for a while. And he says that he has been up north in northern Canada, he thinks. Just doing dog stuff. Just being a dog.
Got a bunch of dog stuff going on.
He had a lot of dog things going on. This was like he freaked out because he got invited to Bella's wedding, and then he just needed some me time.
It's a busy dog time of year.
It's called self-care.
Smart.
He said that he's not used to clothes and like the human experience. So he was just being a dog, straight dogging
it. That's all, just dogging it. And then he.
Just dogging it.
Then he peed on the floor and they rubbed his face in it and he left.
Yeah. She like threw a tennis ball at him.
Yeah.
They're dancing and, you know, he's kind of asking some questions. You know, that's really none of his business. But, you know, Bella's treats him like a friend. So she's like, listen, this is what's going on. And she says that she's not going to die. She's not going to be vampired this evening.
No.
She's going to have a honeymoon, as much of a normal honeymoon as she can have. And Jacob is pissed because she's like, no, I'm not going to die. We're just going to fuck. Like, we're super going to fuck. We're going to get down. We're going to funk. We're going to fuck.
It's going to be fucky fucky time for the whole.
And,
time here.
And yeah.
She's very excited about this.
Yeah. She's like super jacked and he's like, are you kidding? And she's like, yeah, don't worry about it. Like, it's none of your business. We're going to fuck. People fuck Jacob.
It's going to be a fucking sucking kind of good time going on is what she's talking about.
And then at the end of the, so he
seems disappointed in this.
Jacob is mad at her for choosing to fuck Edward because he's like, do you know what you're going to do? And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super aware of what I'm going to do. Do you know what I'm going to do?
Yeah. What do you think, Jacob?
Yeah.
I can't be banging you. I want to do it in more than one position. You're not capable.
Jacob seems the most like he might be in love with Edward.
I don't know who he's in love with in this movie. I think he's in love with Edward. I think he's in love with Bella. Pretty sure he wants to fuck that baby. I'm pretty sure he wants to fuck the baby. I'm not positive. So I don't know what's happening with this guy, man. Jacob's got a lot of problems. He's got a lot of fucking problems, man. I don't know what to... He's the honest character, I think, out of everybody, because he's got a lot of problems. Yeah. He's real fucking moody.
He just turns into a dog?
He turns into a dog, and then he's mad at the other dogs, and then he's friends with them, and he's okay with the vampires, but he wants to kill them. I don't know what's going on. I think he's a tortured soul, this Jacob. I don't know how to feel about him.
I don't know either. So the mom, Renee, Bella's mom, is like, oh, he's really not going to tell you where he's going to take you? And she's like, no, he won't tell me. And she's like, okay, we'll have fun.
On the honeymoon.
On the honeymoon. My mom would be like, no, somebody is going to tell me where you're going.
Well,
I'm going to know where you're going.
Yeah, but I mean.
One time I didn't answer the phone. My mom called me in the morning and I didn't answer the phone. And she texted me and was like, you need to call me when you wake up. And I'm like, okay. So I called her when I woke up and she was like, I went to go call James, but she's like, I remembered all the stuff that he does on his podcast. And she's like, so he could be very crafty. And she was like, I wanted to make sure you were okay.
Perfect.
My mom loves James. Great. So it's
thanks.
Not.
I know.
Anyway.
That's terrific.
So they go on the honeymoon. They're like leaving to go to the airport on their private jet. And
this is like
you hear this
Kardashian level vacation going on.
Then you hear this howl in the background and Bella's like looking like, oh, like what is happening? So that's the level of cheese that this movie is going to be giving to us. Okay. It's going to be layered. It's going to be beautiful on a chip.
By the way, what we just described, and I'm glad we described other things and went off on tangents, but just that like basic scene took 40 minutes. It was.
Oh, yeah.
There's no, you can take like screenplay and movie structure, you can roll it up in a ball and throw it right out the fucking window while you go 80 miles an hour in this movie, because it is, there's no plot points, there's no acts, there's no anything.
No,
it's just blah. Just regurgitated, just shat out like a lead singer in a commercial. Problems.
Okay. We always have so many poop jokes in these fucking episodes. Anyway, we go to Rio.
There's dogs and people with stomach problems. It's not our fault.
We're in Rio.
Yeah.
Okay, so
for like a minute and a half.
Edward has taken us to Rio. Everybody's making out in the street. So we're hot and sexy teens, and that's what we do too. They like look at each other like, why don't we make out in the street?
And they
By
do.
The way, and Edward has no problems with kissing her anymore. Used to have diarrhea face when he did it. Mm. Now he has zero diarrhea face. Mm. So perhaps whatever medicine that they're promoting in this one helps.
Well, that's part of the commercial. There's multiples. First,
it's
he was
an hour
needed
57
to poop.
Of this commercial for
maybe the whole series, all 26 parts of this whole Twilight series is just
like for an Imodium type product.
It's just for something to keep you from really having to poop all the time. Maybe that's what it is. We don't know.
Yeah. So they just started walking around in the street. I think during like Carnival.
I guess. I mean,
and they didn't bring their luggage with them.
No, they're walking through the streets with no luggage.
And then they just reunite with their luggage.
They get to a boat, they have luggage.
Boat, which, she's like, oh, we're not staying in Rio. And he's like, no. And then we're going at night on a boat. I'd be like, are you going to murder me? Like, what's happening?
Oh, no, they're going to fly
in
the middle of the night.
And we're on a
speedboat. Yeah, in the middle of the night out. You don't know where you're going to some fucking island off the...
Yeah.
What are you, crazy? What is this?
Yeah. So we're going to be going to an island, and it's called Isle Esme. Esme is Robert's, what is his name? Edward. Why do I call him Robert? Oh, because his name is Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
Edward. Hello. Edward's mom is named Esme.
Yes.
Well, his
she was
adopted mom.
Born
is
in 1727, yes. So that's why.
So Carlisle got Esme, his wife, a whole ass island as a gift.
Yeah.
That's nice. To let everybody know that my birthday is next week and I would like to have an aisle in the store named after me. So that'd be great.
Let's do it.
If you could do that, that would be excellent.
I encourage this.
Do you think that she was like, how long are we going to be on this boat? Because I got that diarrhea thing.
Nope. They're just bouncing on a fucking speedboat going across the ocean. And then when they get there, they're completely dry. Their hair is good. Like her hair is still perfect. No ocean spray for going 50 miles an hour on a speedboat through the ocean. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
Not beat up. No wind.
And when they get on the boat.
Fresh as a daisy.
And they drive the boat. That would be another commercial. upset stomach on the boat to the aisle. Take control of your bowels. Turn that gotta shit grimace into a smile.
There again.
Another aisle. See?
Smile in the
aisle, smile. Do you get it?
I do.
Different types of aisles.
I do.
That's a really complex, very deep cut Sarah joke.
It's in there.
Anyway. Yeah, we're at like the hotel slash like property. And
this is the house on a fucking
it's
island.
It's a really beautiful house.
There's an island with a beach and a fucking house just plunked on it. And that's all it's on the whole island.
And they are going to go swimming nude, obviously.
Yeah.
They're going to go nude swimming. So Bella wants to freshen up. She has a few human moments where she brushes her teeth and
she does like an hour and a half worth of shit. She shaves her legs.
She like psychs herself up to go nude swimming, which I'd be like, girl, you were trying to throw yourself at him a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Like, get in there.
Yeah. It's dark outside, too.
Yeah,
so it's
even, fine. And plus, like, you're young and you have a great body, so.
And you're married. You just married this fucking guy.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Take your tits out and let
get
him free.
In there.
Yeah. Let your tits free. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
You want this. Yeah. He said,
only because you want to. You've been wanting to, so go for it.
He said, I'll have sex with you if you marry me. So, like, it's go time, lady. So let's do this.
Go get that vampire dick in the moonlight. That's what I'm saying.
Dick in the moonlight.
Yeah, that's what she's getting. She's getting a vampire moonlight
deep
dick down.
In the dark.
Oh, God. What was that from? Oh, that movie that...
Coyote Ugly.
Ugly. I'm like the one where they're dancing around in the bar. What?
Vampire Ugly.
There you go. You want a Vampire Ugly movie?
Anyway. Yes.
Coyote Ugly with vampires.
Alice has packed her lingerie. Again, this is a very toxic trait that Alice has. Mind your own business. Like, she's telling at the wedding, she's like, you're going to up your style game. It's like, no, I'm comfortable where I am. Thank you.
Yeah. I feel like, though, she means well, Alice.
Yeah, but she just makes Bella uncomfortable. She's very pushy. Yeah.
Everything
anyway.
Makes Bella uncomfortable. Are you kidding me? She has diarrhea face when her dad makes a joke at her.
But now we're nude swimming, James.
Yeah.
And this is the first time that they've seen either of the other one naked.
Of course, because... Yeah.
But they're not even, like, looking at each other. They're just looking at the moon. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. He's looking at the moon. He hasn't seen tits since 1912, and he's looking at the moon. I haven't seen tits since the night the Titanic went down, and I won't look at yours either. The fuck is wrong with this guy? You'd think he would just be like, and be fucking falling all over himself.
He's not that kind of guy. He's very traditional.
You're married. That is true. How much more fucking traditional do you want to be? It's your wedding night.
Yeah, James says...
Grab them titties. Let's go. She wants you to. It's not like it's like a, you know, you have the right to. She's like, look at my titties. Get in there. What are we talking about here?
All we're saying is we're those friends, you guys.
What? That's just normal.
We're just... Get in there.
Get in there. What are you doing?
Anyway.
Fucking losers. Let's go.
So now it is the sex scene. Oh, my God.
Finally, after 8 movies.
It wasn't 8.
It's been so many movies. I don't care.
This is the 4th one.
No, it's okay. Not. I still think that's a lie.
He breaks the bed frame,
I don't care what IMDb says. There's more than 5 of these movies.
He breaks the bed frame.
With his hands.
The next morning... There's feathers all over the bed from the pillows. And Bella is like, you know, sees that. That's kind of supposed to be going for like, I've never understood any of these movies that like vampires were funny. And this has a lot of like weird, like, that's being married to a vampire. Like,
it's almost, this part is almost like.
Smackity smackity do.
Yeah, it's almost like a vampire sitcom. Mm-hmm. Like it's
another bed frame I gotta fix.
Honey, I'm home. I've been working all day on this bed frame in here that you broke last night. That's enough of this bed. Yeah. And there's blood
and
all over the carpet.
A laugh track.
Yeah. Stop killing small animals in the den.
Edward.
I found raccoon bones in the den.
Edward would say that to Bella and then think that Jacob was over. Did he eat a raccoon and then shit on the carpet?
I found shit on the carpet.
That dog was here.
It had corn in it. It was Edward. It was Jacob's. I know it because he's a person and he ate corn. Dogs don't eat corn. It's the only reason why I assume that.
I think they would like to.
They'd probably do, but you don't see.
No.
It'd be weird.
Anyway, so she goes and she's having a moment in the mirror and she's like examining herself and she's replaying all the lovemaking. Why? No idea. I guess we're supposed to all be inside the mind of a child after her first sexual experience. It's just such a weird, like, I was like, oh, this is gross.
And it was perfect and wonderful, like everyone's first sexual experience,
then,
right? Everyone's first sexual experience, I know, was just smooth and perfect and lovely. And there was harps playing and everybody felt great afterwards. And nobody had any kind of weird feelings or embarrassment or any sort of feelings of inadequacy. I'm sure no one's ever had that with their first sexual experience. It wasn't awkward at all. They didn't know how to move. No, I'm sure it was just perfect.
Yeah. No.
That's good. Good for them. I'm happy for them. That's good. Fucking ridiculous. Like, that's
okay.
That's the silliest thing I've ever seen. That's the most implausible thing in this whole movie.
Yeah.
Neither of them have ever fucked, and they have like this wonderful, beautiful fuck session. Are you kidding me? No. That's more implausible than werewolves and vampires and bags full of cross trainers and cargo shorts in the woods. It's the most implausible thing going on here.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm with you on that one.
That was uncalled for.
But it's okay, James. Along those lines, don't ask me why I'm asking this.
Please.
But what does he ejaculate? Because...
Something.
I don't know what it would be.
You know, I it's a vampire, so I mean like a dart maybe, or like a... Like blood, I don't know what
he's
saying.
Because I'm trying to think of, like, I don't see them, like, he doesn't cry. He's not like, hold on, I have to use the bathroom. I don't know what they do there.
Yeah,
But they do consume blood.
Yeah, so
they're consuming something, but, like, obviously that doesn't ever, that doesn't turn to waste.
Does it, are his nuts working, is basically what it is.
I want to know what all functions are happening.
Is the factory up and running?
Does he get a stuffy nose ever?
I mean, he is undead, so that might, and he is like 108. Does that matter, or is his body still? I think he's very virile, is what I'm getting at, because he's still a young man.
Well, obviously, we know he's very virile because it happened immediately.
Well, and it grows so fast. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And your first time having sex, it may be perfect, but that means that you're going to get pregnant.
Well, yeah, obviously. I mean,
anyway. So Edward comes in and he ruins the whole day, and he's like, oh, how badly are you hurt?
Yeah, and it's she's like, all bruised up.
Yeah, and it's like, listen, my man, I was just enjoying the replay, and you came over and you're bumming everybody out.
She's
and
like, I dug it. So at that point, it's like, well, I mean, that's how she likes it then.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, shut the fuck up, dude. She's like, I was super into that. Like, are you talking? What are you talking about? That was fucking rad.
Some people like weird shit when they fuck. You know, people like to be choked and shit. I don't know. Who knows what she's into? She likes to get like manhandled by a vampire.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So then she stops him and she's like, listen, stop being a weirdo. Okay. That was great for me. I can't imagine it gets
into
any better than that.
First time.
Yeah,
she can't imagine.
Let's fucking throw down, man.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do it.
So then he says that it was the best night of his existence. Yuck. Major eye roll reporting for duty. Yuck. Edward, shut up. Nobody likes this.
The best night of my existence.
If anybody says that to you, slap them for me. That's disgusting. I would be horrified. I'd be like, do not say that out loud ever again. Yuck.
Well, luckily he didn't say it out loud. He whispered it very softly.
We had the volume up at 90.
our TV, like if it's a low show, a low movie, like maybe 25, 30 max, if we really want to crank it up, is what you put the TV on for volume. We had it on 90, and we were still like, huh? When the dogs were eating, we were like, I can't hear shit.
Stop eating.
Shh, stop it, because everybody just whispers.
Yeah.
Bella. Bella. I'm going to ejaculate some unknown substance inside of you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you not like my impression of Bella?
I thought it was perfect.
I was cast great.
You did the whole, like, you got your jaw and your chin perfect. Or like,
whoa.
Yeah. That's the Bella face. that's the noise of Bella's face. That's the audio equivalent of what the face Bella makes that I just did there.
Okay. Then it's like a montage of Bella trying to fuck Edward and Edward not fucking Bella. Okay,
yeah.
So like she's like throwing herself at him and he's like, I'm having a problem with this. And then she's just like, that's fine. And like, ugh, so annoying, right?
Yeah, she does like everything too. She's really trying.
Yeah, and then like, okay, so they jump off a cliff.
Into water, not onto like land.
They jump off a cliff into
Wile
like
E. Coyote situation.
A water situation, like a pool, like waterfall situation. But like, what if they hurt themselves? Are they going to be okay? Does anybody work here? Like, do they have like? I know that Carlisle can like run fast, but like then why didn't they just run to Rio and then run to Isle Renesme? Why did they Why did they rent a boat?
Well,
if you guys can just run.
That's a good point. Maybe the vampires can, but Bella can't.
I guess, but like, got on his back. If like
he can fly and shit, can he? I don't know.
He can run really fast, but if like if Bella hurts herself, then what?
Oh, she needs medical attention.
Then she's dead.
She's dead. Yeah, she's gonna die on the island. They jump off.
Well, I guess she's gonna get killed. And she's gonna get vampired anyway.
Yeah. So who cares? Yeah, just do it then.
Edward denies her again, rude as fuck. Like, she has her butt out and everything. He puts the blanket over her. I was like, dude.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
She was like, I'm showing you where.
Yeah.
You know.
$76 paid for this.
Yeah, I'm showing you where it goes right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Milk lemonade. You know what I'm saying? Here it is. Pointing right at you.
What's wrong at you? What's wrong with you?
Oh God! Sorry, I took a lot of edibles. I apologize. This movie is so ridiculous. How do you get through it without
it,
though?
It's not even the most ridiculous part yet. No. Okay.
Sorry.
So anyway, she has a dream. She cries during the dream, and then Edward's like, "What's wrong?" And she goes, "Well, I had a dream that you would have sex with me, like." Please have sex with me.
Yeah, he's like, baby, please. Yeah. I'm dreaming about it. Good God. For fuck's sake.
She says, please. Like, oh
yeah,
my God.
Please. She's like begging for dick.
So he says he can't, like, you know, whatever. So there's like a weird bad dream about Bella in a casket, and it cuts to Jacob, and he's talking shit about how excited he is to kill Edward. Sam says, none of our business. We don't care about the Cullens anymore. We don't care about Bella anymore. We did our thing. They're fine. We're, you know, we've talked about this. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's all good.
So Jacob's friends are like all making fun of Jacob because they're like, you're dumb, dude. Like, why are you being so dumb about Bella? Like, why didn't you just imprint on her? Like, you didn't even imprint on her. Like, why are you like bumming
out
about
this? This is the first time this is ever fucking mentioned.
Just in case we forgot that imprinting is weird and what it is.
Why don't you just do it, man?
I don't know what you're fucking whining about, bro. Like, you didn't even imprint on her.
I don't like any involuntary imprinting also.
No.
I feel like that should have to be consensual.
And not on a baby.
Yeah, non-consensual imprinting to me is not cool at all. And on a baby, I think that's downright
if you are Team Jacob, we know.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you've got
you're all on a list now.
You have a lot to explain for.
Anyway,
so
Bella, they're still on vacation. This is a very long honeymoon, and like for an 18-year-old, like she rolls with the punches. I'm like 75 years old on the inside, but I feel like I would be like, hey, can we like go do anything else besides playing chess outside and going swimming? Like
they're just sitting around.
Can we like go check? Is there any like a town we can check out?
It's Blue Lagoon. Like, that's all it is. This was Blue Lagoon with a nice house because they don't have. Yeah. They don't even have a fucking. It was 2011. They don't even have a DVD player sitting there.
Yeah,
like
no,
they have
no
nothing.
DVDs. Like, yeah, like does Edward? Like I get it that he doesn't sleep, but wait, he doesn't sleep.
Yeah, he just laid there while she slept.
Oh, okay.
That was
he
it.
Was a lot more like. He like knew what pajamas were. Like he was like, I lay down in my boxers.
He was wearing time appropriate clothing, I feel like through the whole thing. He would change into like, oh, it's nighttime, but then he just lays there and does nothing, I guess. I don't know.
Oh wow. This is like a weird moment for me. I'm like, was he sleeping?
No.
They just made up new rules.
Oh, this
once you're a married vampire,
rules.
You can sleep now.
Yeah, we gotta get into some of this weird shit.
So Bella made herself some chicken, some peanut butter, some yogurt, and then she ran and threw up. And Edward just approaches the bathroom where she's
oh my God.
Up. Why are the shutters open on the bathroom door?
First of all, no bathroom door should be made of shutters. Okay. Number one. Bathrooms should be an enclosed room. I've said this many times. An enclosed room with a door that closes it as a seal around it.
Privacy.
There should be a fan that you can turn.
There should be a click.
There should be a hole. The bathroom ideally would be underground.
Yeah.
It would be this. Your whole house is above ground. And you have a hatch that goes down to your fucking bed. That would be ideal in a bunker.
Yeah.
But instead, this is just. just wide open with wide open shutters. And Edward just comes up to the Bella. Bella, into the shutters, and
you're
like,
"Why are you puking?
Why are you puking? Close the shutters! I'm in the fucking bathroom."
Yeah, I would be like, "Oh my god,
and then
get
he just
out!"
Comes in,
yeah.
And he's like, "In sickness and in health." Well, yeah. When I get done puking, you can take care of me, but you don't have to like be fucking.
Yeah.
Check the contents of my bowl here.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
I'm doing fine.
I got other business to take care of when I'm done with this, if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So why don't you take a hike and close them shutters on the way out there, sweetheart?
So. Flip the fan on.
Yeah, why don't you flip that fan on, too? Light a match, will you? Thanks, buddy. And then she takes a big old dump.
So she says her period is late. She thinks she's pregnant. Edward is frozen. And then she feels like something move in her stomach. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have a question. Does she not think, oh, no? Because that would be the first thing I would think is, ooh, I probably drank a lot of water yesterday.
Ooh, I might have got a couple ice cubes in there. Yeah. Boy, am I going to, am I going to have problems
later?
I have
dysentery.
Yeah, this is an issue.
Yeah.
I got to worry about now. Fuck.
Yeah.
And she had Pepto in there.
And this is a very real problem for both of us right
now.
Because vampires, I'm not sure if you get dysentery, but this is sickness and health, my friends.
Yeah, so close the shutters on the way out, like I said.
Okay, so... Edward brings the housekeeper in to talk to Bella because apparently the housekeeper knows, like, she's heard legends. She has her suspicions that they're whatever.
The housekeeper immediately knows that he's a vampire and that thinks Bella's in danger.
Yes.
Immediately, because why? She's from a jungle. So
and she's heard legends about, and she has her suspicions and that she's afraid for Bella.
I don't know if it was or not, but I wanted to call it racist just because I hate this movie.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go, that seems racist because fuck this movie, even though it's probably
He goes and he finds the housekeeper and he comes back and he's like, you need to, like, how can I help her? How can I help her?
He's like, I know you've heard legends.
I know you've heard legends about vampires, but he didn't say, like, about me. He
about
was like,
vampire-human crossbreeding and how to take care of the pregnancy? Yeah. Whoa,
so anyway,
fuck?
Can you help us right now? Like, why? Why? I know you've heard legends. What does that mean?
I thought he was asking for, like, a jungle abortion tonic or something.
Oh, my God.
That's, I thought he was like, can you help us? And then he would wash it out. I don't know what the hell. Some sort of... I've read, like,
James.
Different, you know... people and
anyway
whatever.
The housekeeper lady says that he has killed her. She calls him a demon, and like Bella is just like holding her stomach because she feels like moving in there or something like that. And I just thought it would have been funny if she was like, no, just a little diarrhea.
Just a little.
No demons, just a little diarrhea.
Yeah, just whoof, boy.
Just a little bout of diarrhea. Honestly, I'm going to be fine. That's
a
what
rough
I would
night.
Be doing. I would be sitting there like, no, honestly, this is fine. I've felt like this before.
Yeah.
It's been, you know, you make your legs go numb on the toilet. Don't even worry about it.
I thought, I thought that maybe she was worried about Bella because Bella has bruises on her. But then I'm like, I don't think she saw the
baby. No, she just sensed the baby.
She's heard
the
legends
demon baby
and sensed demon. Yeah.
Anyway, so she walks up to Bella, puts her hand on Bella's stomach and says, Morte.
Yeah.
Death.
That's it. And then walks away.
So Edward says,
happy honeymoon.
Yeah. Edward says to her, don't worry. I'm not going to let that thing hurt you.
Yeah.
And she is very upset and she says, like, thing? No. So I'm like, oh boy, here we go. Now it's going to be the thing versus baby.
She's getting real motherly about the whole deal already. Yeah, and it hasn't even...
They're leaving to go somewhere.
We don't even know if it's human or partially or what the hell's going on in there. Yeah.
And Bella didn't even dial her phone, just picked it up and said, hi, Rosalie.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And she wants Rosalie's help because she knows that Rosalie will help her with the baby and, like, you know, be on her side.
Yeah,
she knows
nice.
Rosalie. Yeah, if she's like, I'm
motherly.
Keeping this baby, then like Rosalie wanted to have a baby. She wanted to, like, so she would be proud that Bella was like doing a normal thing.
Yeah. I think you're correct about that. Yeah. Because you never know. We don't know what the hell if her dad's going to be down with it.
Yeah. She tells Charlie, Bella tells Charlie that she has some kind of bug and that she's going to wait until she feels better to travel.
Yep. She's got the
Jacob's upset.
Issue.
Mm-hmm. Right. So she's got this diarrhea bug, supposedly, and Jacob's very upset. And he's like, meh, like, you know, She's probably dead already. She's probably been changed and like whatever.
They're going to push her off a cliff, or what are they going to, how are they going to say she died?
Why didn't they? Since Charlie and Renee have no problems with how much money Carlisle and the Collins have.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just say like, oh, we're going to go here. We're going to go check out this. Like instead they're like, we're going to go to a mental health facility in Switzerland.
No.
Like, you're saying things that
we heard Portugal's nice too.
You're saying the most worrying things ever.
Over
you're
there.
Like, Dad, I don't want you to freak out. But I might have to get my leg amputated, Dad.
Yeah.
You promised me.
She's like, I might have to go to a specialist in Switzerland or a clinic in Switzerland. He's like, what? Wow,
she's like, no, it's more like a spa. It's like, what? Are you on drugs? Like,
that's
are you
what
okay?
I'm saying.
Like,
she's saying she's on, she needs rehab. What
kind
what the
of
fuck's
spa? Do you need rehab? Like, what's going on with you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Are you hooked on the Brazilian smack? What are you doing down there?
So, Jacob, also, by the way, since like Charlie like told Jacob about it, and he just like gets all moody and broody and then just like storms off all the time. And Charlie never says to Billy Black, like, hey, like, what's going on with your kid? He's going to be a serial killer.
He's a fucking mope, isn't he?
He's a fucking, he's going to kill somebody. Like, what's happening? Is he all right?
He really should bring it up. Like, and he, as a police officer, I'm just saying, I've heard of this thing before, and I don't like the, I don't like his general
demeanor.
He does
some weird stuff, yeah.
His walk-off worries me. That's all I'm saying.
Jacob goes by the Collins house, and he's like, are you serious? Just lets himself in.
Oh, walks right up. And
yeah, just walks right up.
Like, let him in like they're expecting him.
They, you know, she's like, hi, Jake. And you see her. She looks like a corpse. She's super pregnant, but like her eyes are sunken in. She, like, she has really jutted out.
Like, she's like corpse bride.
She looks
like,
very, very unhealthy.
It's, very sickly.
So Jacob's mad at Edward because he's like, ew, you fucked her. It's gross. Now you're doing this to her. I wanted you to have sex with me.
What do you ejaculate?
Yeah.
What?
Tell me.
Tell me, and then I'm going to have to lick it up because I'm a dog. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway.
Name that substance.
Yay.
Woo! Okay, anyway. So, okay. Now we're in a weird, heated, like, kind of quasi, like, abortion debate here. So they said that the fetus is not, you know, compatible with your body. And then she's like, say it. It's a baby. Like, you know, Rosalie's like, it's a baby. Like, arguing about it. Everybody is more like, everybody is more wanting of Bella to be healthy and safe and whatever. So, yeah. Anyway.
It's, there's definitely a little bit of
Bella
back and forth on the,
And Bella's main plan here, like, her whole goal is that she wants to deliver the baby and she wants Carlisle to bail her out like he bailed everybody else out.
Yeah, as she's dying.
So as she's dying, he changes her into a vampire.
Vampire her up.
And then we've got a baby.
And then we got
demon,
a mama
possibly.
Vampire with a half vampire
half
baby.
Demon.
Half demon baby.
Because they, at this point, they don't know. They just think it's only
that's tough
a demon.
When you have a half a demon, too, that's difficult because, you know, what school do you send
what
it to?
What half of the demon?
Well, what school do you send it to? Do you send it to, like, a demon school or a regular school? Does it need to be, you know, is it going to be a little remedial in one way or the other? I mean, what's going to happen to this poor kid?
There's a lot of questions that we don't have answers to.
A lot of questions,
So that's what the plan is that he wants, Bella wants Carlisle to bail her out. And for some reason, it's not going to work. I don't know why.
They're like, sometimes
like
it doesn't work.
Her organs will shut down and like whatever. It's like, okay, well, Edward, you were bleeding out. So you were about to die. And then like, you didn't say like, it's a conditional, you can turn into a vampire. Dude, what are you talking about?
Through every single movie, they've never mentioned that sometimes it doesn't work when you try to turn someone into a vampire. Never came
because
up
because otherwise
once.
We watched that fucking dipshit in the last movie just turning anybody into a vampire.
Willy-nilly. People he found on the street, he had a
and
fucking army
idiot.
Of vampires. That's what I mean. We didn't see him, like, you know, two-thirds of the time try to do it and they die and he's like, "That fuck, that one didn't work," and then go to somebody else. Every time, vampire, 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 vampire. That's all we ever hear about.
The
now
only,
they're like, I mean, it's really quite hit and miss
the
now.
The only mistake that we can think of, that I can think of, is that they're like, oh, they might not be a vampire because you might not be able to stop like sucking the blood out of
and
them.
Then you'll kill them. That's it. But other than that, if you stop at the right time and there's a procedure, it's all, you know, if you hook this up to this for this amount of time, this will happen. It's like it's a chemical reaction almost.
Exactly.
You know, if you put baking soda in whatever, it'll rise.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Stupid.
So Edward is having a heart to heart with Jacob outside and he's like, listen, you go talk to her and convince her to live. Okay. Because I think she trusts you and I think she'll listen to you. And his kind of collateral is like, if she dies, you can kill me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's how committed to this I am. I want her to be alive. I want her to be okay.
I don't
want to
live without her anyway.
And also, I get to be very brooding, and I could never live without her anyway. So, you know, whatever.
I can't say that in more than a whisper.
Yes. So Jacob goes and talks to Bella, and Bella's like, no, I can do this. I can give birth to this baby. I'm so strong. Are you kidding me? This is going to be fine. By the way, we've seen nothing to substantiate this claim.
No, nothing at all.
So we're like, because I'm like, ooh.
She looks sick. Yeah, she doesn't look good at all. She looks like she's
dying. But like nothing in her
past,
like she got cut by a piece of paper at her birthday party. Like, and she's very clumsy. So I'm like, I don't think that you will make it through childbirth to a demon. You know what I mean? Like a demon birth, you know?
A demon birth seems tough. You're going to have to really be sturdy for that.
There's a lot of things that go on with a demon birth that I'm not sure of. I don't know any of the science. Whoa. I'm not planning on having a demon anytime soon. So I don't think that I will learn.
And where do you have a demon? That's the other problem.
In this economy?
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway.
We don't know her health insurance situation.
So Jacob is like arguing with her, and he's like, you can say that to your bloodsucker, but not to me, because you're not fooling me. Okay, weirdo. Like, what are you doing, sir? Like, this is not.
No.
No.
Jacob's a useless
so
character
annoying.
In this movie.
Yeah.
They didn't even need. Okay.
No.
The only attempted plot that they did was like the wolves don't want to kill them, and then they do want to kill them.
Yeah.
So, like, that way they can have a fight of, you know, some CGI wolves.
Way.
But, like, that's the only
conflict,
and it's not necessary at all. Mm-mm. It's just stuck in there.
One of the fun facts that I had pulled, but it wasn't as interesting as the one that I said, was that Kristen Stewart said that Jake, after Taylor Lautner watched this movie, he cried. I was like,
I would have cried too.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But then I would have laughed when I saw my bank statement.
That's what I mean. I would have been like, Jesus, this is hilarious. Yeah. These fucking people like this crap.
So Jacob ends the visit with basically, listen, you're going to die. I know it. Everybody knows it. This is your choice now. Fine. Go be a turd. We don't care.
Yeah. Knock yourself
so
out.
So he goes outside and he's so angry. He throws his motorcycle. He turns into a dog.
Runs away.
And then it was weird because this is a new dog power. This is a new wolf power, okay?
Oh,
so he is running, and you can hear, like, you're seeing it from Jacob vision. You're Jacob as a wolf
it's
vision.
It's Jacob POV here.
And it's like, you know, it's like red, like flashing red because he's like so angry that, like, you know, he's seeing red. And it's like this weird, like, he can hear Bella's voice in his head, like, Jake, I can do this. I am strong enough. And then, like, all like these things and how he's mad and, you know, da 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 da, and he's just running. And it's just like, what the fuck?
Everything that's going through his dog head, because that's his version of a dream. Everyone else has dreams, you can see, and his, like, he needs to have one.
So he howls for a meeting, okay?
Yeah.
And we're having
that's
a meeting.
That's a new thing now, too. Yeah, they howl.
So
everybody quorums up
so
once somebody howls.
So they got together for a meeting, and Sam is like, Sam is the alpha, and
he's wolf leader.
He's like, okay, so we are going to fuck this baby up. We're going to kill Bella as well, like, because we don't know what this thing is.
We're gonna
and
bite
like,
that baby's
whatever.
Soft spot.
And there's these CGI dogs, and they're snarling, and you can see their teeth, and their eyes look crazy, and they're like, argh. And then it has this, like, Saturday morning, like, Power Rangers
all
like,
of a sudden,
voice, and
man.
It's like, we must kill Bella.
And then they're arguing with each other, the dogs. Their lips are moving.
And they're like snarling, and they're like
snarling. It's like I have to do this, and it's
and
like
the, and then but like yeah, they definitely
whoa.
Put on like
it's
instead
like,
of just talking like themselves, they talk like much more like
anime level.
Yeah.
What you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That sort of like
yeah.
level of like
hey, I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
It's so strange. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to poop in the woods, and it's so it's just really weird. It's poorly done, obviously, because it's CGI dogs with weird voiceovers, so it's basically a cartoon.
Yeah,
that's
so
the
Power
definition
Rangers,
of a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's animated shit with voices, so it turns into like you forget you're watching like a movie with people in it for a minute.
Yeah. So okay, so Sam is like, "We're doing this." Jacob's like, "No, we're not going to do this because we're actually supposed to protect Bella because she's a person. So, like, we should, you know, like, let's not do this."
Yeah.
And Sam is trying to make him like cower and like, you know,
trying
bow to
him.
Yeah. And so he starts doing it. And then all of a sudden, Jacob hulks up. He's going through it. He enters a state of Hulkamania.
He really does. He's shaking.
He enters a state of Hulkamania.
Impervious to the blows.
Hulks up.
Yeah.
I am the grandson of blah, 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 and I.
Brother. Yeah. That's what he's, he put a brother on there.
24-inch pythons.
What do you think of these 24-inch dog pythons, brother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then he.
Yeah.
Yeah, he howled.
He's the meanest shit in this in these woods. Anyway,
I got the most cross trainers by the most trees.
Jacob's a lone wolf now.
He is. That's what he said.
So he's a lone wolf now.
Lone wolf, Jacob.
Seth comes to back Jacob up. Jacob's being so annoying because he's like, go back to your.
So annoying.
That's like the theme of this movie is Jacob's being so annoying because Seth's like, yeah, dude, like I thought that what you did was right. Like I agree with you. Like I'm here to back you up. And he's like, no, go away. You're not allowed to follow me around. It's like, hey. Dude, I signed up with your fucking cause.
You're going to fight your brothers and your sister? We can do that. And he's like, if it's for the right thing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, right. You're full of shit.
Yeah. And he's like mad at him. Like, you think that he'd be like, that's awesome that I have one friend like that wanted to come help me.
Calls him a loser. Yeah. Slaps the hat off his head.
Yeah. He's like being a jerk.
Yeah.
And then Leah comes by and she's like, not going to let you dorks have all the fun. So now Jacob begrudgingly has two people who ride or die for him. Like, I was like, ew, how annoying, Jacob, you fucking idiot.
You poor guy.
Anyway, Sam and the pack want to kill Bella and the baby. Taylor Lautner defected from the group and he's going to team up with the vampires.
To protect Bella.
So he says to the vampires, like, hey, listen, they're coming to kill Bella. This is what their strategy is. The issue with the vampires is they need to be ready to help Bella deliver sometime soon. And they need to hunt because they need to be strong.
They need to be strong. Bella needs blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's another thing, too. They go through that quick. Bella's dying. Bella's the baby's sucking Bella dry.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They decide that they'll give her blood.
Yeah.
And that'll make the baby, you know, not suck her dry. And so they put fucking blood in a styrofoam to go cup with a lid and a straw.
Jacob,
like it's a small Pepsi.
Jacob's trying to like get rid of Leah and Sam from his pack. Okay. Yeah. But like all the while, Edward is Yahoo image searching
literally
demon babies.
It's literally Yahoo. They must have.
The NSA
paid
is
for
probably
that.
Like, these fucking people. Like, what are you Googling?
What are you Googling?
Anyway, so Edward comes back in the room and he's talking to everybody about this stuff. And he's talking to. They go in for an X-ray at the home doctor's office at Dr. Carlisle's.
Full medical facility in the West Wing over
there. And he's like, well, it's breaking your bones. Hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like,
you're fucked.
Fucking whatever.
He basically tells you, you're fucked. You're not going to make, your heart will give out before you get
birth.
It's
starving
you
by the hour. Yep. So, you know, I don't know why we can't just do a C-section like right now.
Yeah,
like,
yank it out. What are we talking about?
What are we doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so Edward is like, basically, I'm going to kill this child because he killed you. Super mad. Rosalie's helping Bella, you know, figure out like what she's going to do. Carlisle and Esme and Emmett are out and they're hunting for food. Okay, so everybody is prepping Bella for birth tomorrow because they're hoping that Carlisle will be back by later this evening.
Ready to
Bella
pop
is going into labor.
It's time. It's go time. Finally.
No, we weren't going into labor because Edward hears Jacob's thoughts, and this is when they have them drink the blood in a to-go cup. That Edward couldn't figure out that a human would need blankets, but was like, ooh, she might be grossed out by drinking blood, so can we get a to-go cup?
Can we make it look like a Jamba Juice? Is that possible?
Yeah, do you have any styrofoam with lids, Dad? Like, but we don't have enough blankets to give her out in the middle of the fucking woods.
Strange. It looks like I got a medium soda at a pizza place, please. Yeah. Can you give me that cup?
So the blood helped her, and it made her feel better. This is when she tells Charlie she's going to a medical center in Switzerland. Fucking idiot. Edward now can hear the baby's thoughts. And I don't know if he's just trying to, like, humor Bella because she's, like, crazy about this baby. She's like, no, he wants this. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, she's, like, being super weird about this baby. And Edward can hear the baby's thoughts and he says that he likes the sound of their voices and that he loves you and this baby is fucking creepy.
Yeah.
He's like, he's not like me. He's like you. He's pure. His thoughts are pure, not dark.
And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. Is that brooding enough for you? Hold on.
And she's like, oh my God, really? And then she's like, I love you so much. I love you. Okay. Jacob walks in and he's like disgusted with Edward.
That's what happened before.
With Bedward loving each other.
Yeah.
And he also doesn't like that, like, I don't know.
They're celebrating another demon coming into the world. He's not liking that. Fucking meh.
Jacob, like, is talking to Carlisle and Esme, and he's like, oh, so you guys are risking your life to save Bella. And they're like, yeah, because she's totally part of our family.
Yeah,
and
what the hell, man?
And Jacob's like, that sounds like the family that I grew up in. Because he's having a hard time. He's really going through some stuff.
He's going through some shit.
And the way that he takes it out on this world is not okay. Jacob.
No, he's a dickhead.
So Taylor Lautner goes and negotiates a deal with the wolves. So, like, because he needs to distract the wolves to let Carlisle and Esme, like, go out and hunt.
Yeah.
And so he says, he's like, listen, they trust me. So you guys back off. I'll kill the baby myself because they trust me. So it would be perfect for me to do it. And then they howl and they find out that they have been played. Like, they're like, oh, vampires crossed onto, you know, like, whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so they're like, you played us.
They actually say, you played us, dogs.
Yeah. So Bella is now in labor. She breaks her back. Edward is basically delivering his own baby. This is funny.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to put it in there, you're going to have to get it out too.
They cut her belly open.
Oh, God, they do. It's fucking weird.
But what's very strange is that he's 108. Do you think he just like knows how to do medicine? Because he's just like...
Hanging around Carlisle a
lot.
At some point,
are you not like, all right, what are you doing now? Like, I'll learn how to do surgery.
They have a whole hospital wing there.
But then they could all be surgeons.
It seems like they kind of are. They have no problem slicing a pregnant woman open.
Why would they be high school students? Why couldn't they just all be surgeons? Have a whole surgery practice and they all work together?
Well, we talked about that. They could have said they're any age they goddamn wanted to, and they're like, let's make them high school seniors.
Make you guys surgery people. Fuck? Yeah, this should have been a whole surgery practice. Yeah.
That way, we won't stand out or anything if we don't have a...
Alice would be a great anesthesiologist. Ooh, this is a better movie. They're like a creepy, like, Dexter family.
I thought the other movie we had. We already had a movie going
on. Well, we're writing two different movies.
All right, good.
Just to pitch to the studio. Anyway. Good. So, we gave birth. It's a girl. Oh, we were talking about the name of the baby. If it was going to be a boy, it was going to be Edward Jacob EJ. And if it was going to be a girl, it was going to be a combination of her mom and Esme. So it'd be Renesmee. And Charlie and Carlisle can go fuck themselves. They have the best name that would combine ever together. It could have been Charlisle. Could have been Carly.
Yeah.
Could have been anything. And you guys were like, oh, I'm going to choose the two worst people. And
Renesmee sounds like an MS medication. Doesn't it?
Ooh, that sounds like the stuff to stop your irritable bowel syndrome.
Take Renesmee. Ask your doctor about Renesmee.
If you're experiencing bowel discomfort, try Renesmee. Okay, there you go. That's the product. Anyway, Jacob and Edward are staying with her after they delivered the baby, and they're trying to do CPR because she's just kind of flatlined after she sees the baby.
She's fucking dead.
She's fucking dead, this broad. It's a CGI baby.
She's fucking dead.
It's a CGI baby.
It is. Get a baby. Get a baby. There's
you
been babies.
Find a baby?
Since film has been around, people have put a baby on there and filmed it and paid the parents. That's what you do. Get a goddamn baby.
So Jacob is hatching a moody plan because he's upset. He says to Edward, like, I'm not even going to kill you because it's not even going to be worth it. You need to live with this. Like, you deserve to live with this.
Mm-hmm.
Edward, meanwhile, has injected his venom into her chest a la Pulp Fiction.
I was going to say, big old Pulp Fiction
and then,
needle in the heart.
After he did that, and he's like, why isn't it working? And then he, like, bit her wrists, and then started doing it.
He bit her neck, her wrists, her legs. He was biting everywhere. He was penetrating her good.
Okay.
With venom.
So Jacob's hatching a moody plan, so now he's pissed because Edward is now going to lose Bella, and so he's like, okay, I'm going to go kill that baby.
Yeah, I'll go kill
that
baby.
So Jacob goes, and Rosalie took the baby. She's been bathing the baby. She's been having a great time hanging out with this baby. She loves being an aunt. Might steal this baby.
Possibly could eat it eventually.
She might steal this baby.
Yeah.
And so Jacob goes in there, and he's walking, and Rosalie, like, holds the baby up. beautiful CGI face. And he stops and you relive the whole speech that he does about what imprinting is.
Yeah.
And he falls to the ground and you're like, oh no, he just imprinted on that baby.
Yeah, and it was gross. Yeah. I'm sorry. He can't be doing
it. It was
any...
disgusting.
It's. I'm like, is that okay? Is that all right? That just happened?
I so, feel like that's yeah, a, it a felt sexual like, it component felt wrong. We shouldn't have been there during it.
Connecting with someone else's baby like that? That's just weird. What are you anyway, doing? Not your
and
baby.
He like pictured what she's going to look like in her future. And then like, I'm
they
in,
were
like,
holding hands
it's
at
like
one
claiming,
point.
Yeah, gross.
What are you doing?
Sir.
Then she's like, it's like a brother, a protector, a
so you
friend.
Have to be like 108 and marrying an 18-year-old, or you can be like a 17-year-old dude imprinting on a baby. Like
on a baby.
I don't know which one's more gross.
All over it, man. It was gross. He imprinted all over that baby.
I have to tell you, James's reaction was so beautiful when it happened because he did it and he goes, oh.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. It creeped me out, man. I'm like, get away from that baby. Leave that baby alone.
Okay. So the wolves versus vampires at the house. Carlisle and Esme and Emmett show up right in time to help them out.
And it's a rumble, brother.
It's a rumble. It's a royal rumble.
Oh, yeah.
It's a royal rumble.
No one gets hurt or killed, though, even though they're just bashing and flying and
Alice
biting.
Alice is grabbing the mouth, like the side of the mouth of one of them, and she's just holding it while it's like biting at her. I'm like, I've definitely done that to Frankie and Benny, yeah. And that hurts.
Yeah. Well, they're kidding. They're not trying to actually maul you.
So, anyway,
lick you.
Okay. So,
well, she's a vampire.
Jacob jumps out and he's in his, you know, person form, and he says to everybody, like, listen, I imprinted on this baby, like, you know, back off. So yeah. Edward explains, because now all of a sudden the wolves don't talk. Edward explains that that's like absolute law, and that since he imprinted on the baby, that they like it's, you know, untouchable. And so he explains to everybody, yeah. And he also, so he's having an array of emotions here. He's telling everybody that. He's realizing that Jacob loves him as family or as a romantic partner. We have no idea their intentions with each other, Jacob and Edward.
Oh, something. Something's going to happen later on.
And so Edward's like, thank you for saving my family and, like, you know, saving my, at least my kid. And, but then, like, how could Edward not be like, as soon as like all the wolves leave and they realize, like, just like a little, like a pause, and then be like, okay, so like, back up, dude, you imprinted on my baby? Like,
yeah.
Could you have not done that?
Wait, you did what? Seriously? What does that
just
entail?
To go over what imprinting is.
Yeah.
Is this like a big brother, little sister situation? Or
I don't think
like,
I like this.
What does imprinting entail? I need
Bella,
to know.
Bella, call your dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call the police here.
Yeah, we need to get
I don't think
Jacob
this is okay.
out of here.
Yeah.
So then they're like dressing Bella what looks like for her funeral. Like, so they're putting her in a blue dress, like they're cleaning her up.
Yeah.
But now we see the poison running through her veins. Her body is healing.
From the inside.
Her body is healing, like, you know, muscles are being put back together, bones are unbreaking, like she's,
it's all good, yeah. Man. She's like,
she's restoring to her natural self.
Yeah. Everything's working out.
Yep. She wakes up. She's a vampire. And then we see some credits. And then you see like a comic book movie. You see like a spoiler for the next, like a little Easter egg.
She opens her eyes.
She opens her eyes. But then there's that scene with the Volturi and Michael Sheen.
Her opening her eyes and they're
red.
Vampire. And like, oh, Bella's a vampire now.
So we're like, okay, the poison thing worked.
Oh, and then the other
She's a vampire now. And then we see this scene of Michael Sheen and the Volturi.
Completely different tone than the rest of the movie. It's literally like a jokey.
And he's like, oh, we got invited to, you know, because they added a new member of their...
Yeah, the baby.
Yeah.
And Bella.
Yeah, they don't know about the baby
yet.
They just know that Bella was changed.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, okay, cool. So like now we can stop messing with them. Like we don't care about them anymore. And he's like, oh, quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite.
Actually, we will be...
I will... What did he say? They have something that I want.
Yeah,
that's what she's like. It's my pie plate. I brought it over 3 Thanksgivings ago, and they never returned it. And I'm going to get it back. I've been there since then, and I've seen the pie plate, and it's just right there. I haven't said anything because I figure who would keep it. But then it's like every time they must see it, do they think, oh, I remember when I bought that pie plate? Of course not, because it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to me. I will get what's mine. So that's the next movie, is this guy,
Michael Sheen, Arrows, trying to go get his pie plate.
The Italian vampire basement vampires are going to go get their pie plate back.
Give me in my pie plate.
Give me back on my pie plate.
I don't see you doing any of baking.
I put a baked CD in there with a nice thin foil over the top for you. I wouldn't, you don't give me nothing. Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway.
This fucking movie sucks.
James.
Yes. Yes.
So, Bella.
Yes.
Turned in to a vampire.
She did.
By the end of the movie. It's implied. Absolutely. We don't know if it's a dream.
No, no, she's
but
a vampire.
Vampire implied. Vamplied.
It's a vampire implication, sure. Like, absolutely.
What if, James?
Yes.
You could turn in to Kristen? Catherine Heigl.
Kristen Heigl, Kirsten Heigl. You know where I would go?
Where?
To,
we could go to the Heigl meter.
To the Heigl meter!
The Heigl meter is our unit of measurement, the way that we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Heigl to 5 Heigls. 5 Heigls being the worst movie you've ever seen, most punishing. 1 Heigl? Not that bad.
Hey.
Not that bad. Okay, James.
Yes.
I would love it if you went first.
I would love it. Okay. This is an easy one for me. I give it 90 Heigls.
Okay.
Very easy, because that's the volume it had to be on for me to even entertain the thought of hearing what the fuck was going on in this movie. And it's a lot, and this movie sucks, so it's very appropriate. 90 Heigls. There you go. Very simple, very straightforward.
There's
no reason to watch this movie.
Okay.
None. I have a feeling whatever happens in the next movie, you could just imply from context and miss this whole movie. Yeah. Oh, they had a baby. She's a vampire now. Okay, great. And then you move on. Awful. Fuck this movie.
Okay.
Yes. What about you?
I'm going to give it 14 Heigls.
Okay.
No, 15 Heigls.
15 Heigls.
Sorry, I'm
going to
give it 15 Heigls. Okay, so I'm going to give it 15 Heigls because, James.
Yeah.
I thought about it. Mm. It was really hard to assign it to a Heigl. Okay, like I was like, how do you define, how do you put this movie in Heigls? How do you do that?
How do you Heigl this movie?
How do you restrict?
How do I Heigl this movie?
Yes. So, James, I thought it would only be fair if what we did to Heigl this movie is combined the amount of letters in your last name and the amount of letters in my last name.
That works for me.
So like a Renesmee type situation.
Yeah,
so
I gotcha.
It's a 15 Heigl from me.
Okay, good.
It's a 15 Heigl because it's yours and mine, my dear.
Perfect. There you go. That's what we got then. 15. So altogether, 105 Heigls between the two
all
of us.
Altogether.
Triple digit Heigls. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, it was honestly just the worst. And James, please do not forget, we still have one more.
Oh, God. Thank fuck it's not 8 more, like I feel like. Because that's what it feels like. Feels like I'm in for the long haul here on Twilight.
Anyway, James, do you want to know the other people who have been in the long haul with
us? Please, tell me these awesome people, because that's a good news. That's good stuff.
It's
I need to hear.
It's great news.
These are good people, not shitty people who made Twilight.
Yeah. All right. Hold on one second.
Please, what do we got here?
Here we go. We've got Jamie Hawk, Jamie J., Samantha Sharkey, Michelle Blake, Eric Kurtz, Mandy Peterson, Remington Lil, Gable, no last name, or maybe that is his last name. We have
either
no
way,
idea.
Thank you.
Eric Warnham, Nan LaHaye.
Okay.
Jen M., Jennifer Williams, Lizzie Duncan, Aaliyah, no last name. Oh, I hope it's real Aaliyah. Sarah
maybe,
Doctor.
You never know.
Aaron W., Tara Schaefer, Patrick Sharp, Deontre Brinson, Emily Trudell, Kristen DaCosta, Kim, Gina Chavez, Thomas Slater, Amy Starr, Thomas Crows, Sierra Merson, Taylor Matthews, Candice Rupe, Lydia Plant, HJC, Stacy Nielsen. And Ashley Vio Duty,
you're the best, Ash. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us and watching Twilight with us. James, the best is yet to come.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The best is yet to come, because you think you know where this movie is going to go.
Don't.
And you have no fucking idea.
No, I don't. Just for the record, I don't think I know where shit is going, because who cares at this point?
The podcast release of this one the episode release of this episode is going to, I'm going to make it a national holiday because I have a feeling that people are going to pass away because I don't know that I'm going to talk that much.
I'm going to be freaking out?
Yeah.
No, help me.
You're going to be freaking out.
Oh, no. This is going to be crazy.
Well, you were laughing a lot at this movie at how bad it was. You cracked up a lot because you were like, what the fuck is happening?
I just didn't know it was happening. I couldn't believe this was a movie. And I'm like, what is going on? It was just delirious, I think.
Anyway, so thank you for being here and listening and watching along with us. Follow us on social media.
Please.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.com/YouGotHeigold, YOUGOTHEIGLD. We do bonus episodes every other week,
yes.
Or at least twice a month on Patreon.
Yes,
yes, we are on Patreon. Thank you for not asking. Patreon.com/YouGotHeigold, YOUGOTHEIGLD. We talk 90 Day Fiancé. We play Plotsy. We play Make Your Own Rom-Com. Yep.
And you could be one of those wonderful people we read off on the list because that's who they are. So thank you, everybody.
So last week we played Make Your Own Rom-Com, and this week we will talk about 90 Day Fiancé Season 8.
Oh, baby.
I wanted to make it 90 Day Fiancé Season 8, and also because we're Verizon customers, so we get Discovery Plus for free for like a while. So
can't wait.
We've been watching 90 Day Fiancé The Single Life, and I take umbrage with you, Discovery Plus, because like that's a good show that everybody should see, except for Big Ed being on it. Nobody wants that, but
it is kind of funny watching him try to.
No, it's not.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of entertaining. I don't know why.
He sucks.
Oh, without a doubt, but still.
Anyway, so we talk that, and also Discovery Plus if you want to talk about having James and Jimmy on House Hunters. Comedians with couches. That's fine.
We'd be good at that.
So yes, we will talk 90 Day Fiancé Season 8, and we will talk about The Single Life another time.
Yeah,
because it is quite entertaining. And if you like this show, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars if you liked it. If you don't like it, don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. There are a lot of things in this world.
If you got this far, you liked it. If you listen to an hour and 31 minutes of it, you enjoyed it. Yeah. So just give us 5 stars.
So if you want to talk to, if you want to go buy a shirt, I think I made a Law and Order Vampire Homicide Unit shirt.
That's amazing, yeah.
And
I need
also,
that shirt. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I made the dun-dun. Yeah. I wish that you could have a sound playing in your shirt
because like
that would be great. We have merch at heigleyourself.threadless.com. If you want to talk to me on social media, I'm at Sarah H is funny, S-A-R-A-H-H is funny on Twitter and Instagram. I don't have Facebook, so don't worry about it. Buy my books. They're on Amazon. They're called barnesandnoble.com, Small
Either
Potatoes, Mouthwatering Musings of a Misanthrope, and also Leftover Beef from a Lovable Curmudgeon.
And they're funny.
And they're just great books that you can read in the bathroom, I think.
Yeah. So Jacob could take him into the woods with him.
Great reading. Anyway, James, how can people find you?
You can get a hold of me. I'm at Jimmy P is Funny, or you can just Google, you know how to find people. And either that or also you can listen to my other two shows, Crime and Sports every Tuesday, Small Town Murder every Thursday.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us while we watched Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1. Stay tuned for Part 2 and go Heigle yourselves.
Oh, Heigle yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.